Well, this is our last episode where we considered the question, why not return?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've enjoyed it so much.
Me too. I have too. We hope you've found these maybe helpful. We were trying to come up with questions that you might want to send to somebody just to try to get them to think about their relationship with God. If as you listen to any of those episodes and you think of someone who, it'd be good for them to think about this question. Mm-hmm. Like, where are you? Who are you with? Where are you going? Like, those kind of questions. Hopefully it's been helpful, and hopefully it's been fruitful. I've enjoyed it. Thank you, Mark. I've enjoyed it.
I appreciate you, Eric, and have loved doing this. And we love our listeners, and we hope that God blesses you richly.
So for our last conversation, we're just going to talk about our true friend. We've talked about our true father. Mm-hmm. We talked about a little bit last week, our true brother, our true friend. And I mean, not only like the words that he says are true, he is, as a person, true, unwavering, totally consistent and reliable, and as promised, delivered as promised.
Yes.
He is a true friend.
So true. our very best friend, as a matter of fact. He's given us the way to eternal life, joy throughout the ages, and we would be lost without him. We fell as a race of people, as humans. All of us fell and rejected God and lived selfishly and without God in a dark and perverse world. And so being able to have a means of return and redemption, it means so much. And I know that so many of you who are listening are grateful. I don't know if grateful expresses it. It is so beautifully, joyously wonderful that we have been given an opportunity to be a child of the Most High God and a brother with Jesus Christ, and someone who lives with our God, walking with us in his Spirit, working in us to discern and to live and to produce goodness in his name. And I can never do enough for him. But I hope anyone listening will take it seriously and know that the life that is to come is the most significant thing, and that the small things of this life are not nearly as significant as the life after, the life that we're heading to after our physical passing. It's hard to see it sometimes. It's hard not to be captivated by this thing we're looking at and touching and feeling all around us. But the truth has been given to us, and we, in our heart of hearts, we know that it's true. I think God has placed in us the notion that there is an eternity out there.
If you don't, if what Mark just said doesn't resonate with you, I would invite you to taste and see how good the Lord is, and how blessed we feel to take refuge in Him. Mm. Isaiah 55, if you're thirsty and if you have no money, there's something God's offering that comes without money and without price. There's nothing you can give for this. There's no amount you could even, place on this. Listen diligently. Incline your ear. Behold. Listen diligently. Incline your ear. Behold the Holy One of Israel. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon him while He is near. Return to the Lord. Allow Him to have compassion on you. Allow Him to abundantly pardon you and all your thoughts and all your ways. Taste and see how good the Lord is. And you'll go out in joy. You'll go out in peace. You'll break forth into singing. There'll be all this growth and all this life and all this vitality. If you listen diligently and behold and incline your ear to God, to the words that our brother speaks to us, it makes me think of John. You had brought this up to me earlier before we started recording. It makes me think of John a couple different places. You brought up chapter 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where Jesus says, so listen diligently and incline your ear. God is speaking. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you're clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me, in Jesus. Because He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he's thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it'll be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down their life for their friends. You're my friends. This is the true friend, mm-hmm. our brother, Jesus Christ. You are my friends if you do what I command you. Because no longer do I call you servants. A servant does not know what his master is doing, but I'm calling you friends. For all that I've heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Oh, by the way, you didn't choose me, but I chose you. You've been chosen and appointed, mm-hmm. that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. these things I command you, so that you will love one another. Hmm. It's an awesome section. Yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah. That your joy may be complete, and your fruit may abound, and God will be with you, will hear your prayers, and will answer them. What a great teaching.
Mm, yeah. This is what our God speaks to us. This is it. Abide in Jesus Christ. Bear much fruit as you abide. Live in Him. Let all that you're doing flow from Him and who He is.
Yeah, because not only will you come to know God, but you will be known by God if you are His.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I love the language too around where He calls us friends.
Yes.
If we do what he asks mm-hmm. us to do in order to glorify His Father, it's incredible, the humility to just like for Jesus, our brother, but our Lord and Savior, like to do all this just so His Father, the love of His Father, the yeah. nature and the character of His Father is glorified.
Uh-huh.
What an incredible child.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, but that's our friend.
Mm-hmm. And like a true and best friend, Jesus is there for us, and He wishes for us to live in spiritual abundance for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm. He knows the fruitfulness and the joy and the peace that comes from a life with His Father. Mm-hmm. And He wants us all to experience that. He wants us all to just taste it for ourselves. Taste it for yourself and tell me it's not sweet.
And the thing about it is, that thing that we taste is there for us in good times and in bad times.
Yeah. Oh.
In pleasure and in pain.
Yes.
Because life won't quit.
Yeah.
Being life mm-hmm. and the darkness that people have in this life will not cease to be. Mm-hmm. But our dear brother and our Father will light our way and our path, and we can be like Him on this earth and then live with Him later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. If you haven't thought about it, seriously think about it. Returning to God. We're gonna move on, and we have a new series, a new season, I guess, in the works. And so we're excited. Hopefully these have been helpful. If somebody comes to mind that you think these questions might resonate with, or get them to consider. I know it's not easy. It's probably to like speak into their life, like as an insider, but sometimes it's easier to just like let a couple goofballs or outsiders speak into somebody's life. Maybe we can do that. Maybe we can be that for you and for somebody you love. But that was kind of the purpose behind this season we're wrapping up. And thank you, like Mark said. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting us. Yeah. And we look forward to where we're going next.
Yeah, we are so excited for you who desire God and love God and His Son, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.